Millions of Americans are on low-carb diets. Food manufacturers are rushing hundreds of low-carb products to market. And medical researchers are catching up to the fad. Two new reports in the Annals of Internal Medicine bolster the case for low-carb eating. But as NPR's Richard Knox reports, those diets are not for everyone.
One of the studies is the longest head-to-head comparison of low-carb and low-fat diets in extremely obese and diabetic subjects. It was done at the Philadelphia Veterans Affairs Medical Center. At the six-month mark, people on the low-carb diet had lost more weight, but after a year, the low-fat dieters had caught up.
The average benefit over a 12-month period was much less impressive than we saw in studies that last just for 6 months.
Dr. Walter Willett is a diet expert at the Harvard School of Public Health. He says low-carb dieters do better in one important respect. On average, they have higher levels of good cholesterol after a year on the diet, and they have lower triglycerides. That's a type of blood fat that contributes to heart disease if levels are high. But not everyone benefits equally from a low-carb diet. In the other new study, Duke University researchers report that after 6 months, some people lost a lot of weight, others very little. And some people see an increase in their bad cholesterol on a low-carb diet, and that's not good.
I think it's fair to say that the results of these and other recent studies have given low-carb diets some respectability. On the other hand, it's clear that they're not a panacea either, and for many people, they really didn't have much benefit. For a few people, they seem to have a lot of benefit.
Willett says controlled studies like this are important, but they deal with averages. The only way for an individual to know which diet will work for him or her is to try it.
Since we as physicians or nutritionists can't really say, or at this point can't identify who will do well on which type of diet, it is reasonable for an individual to experiment themselves.
But Willett says people who do that experiment should make sure they replace carbs with healthy fats like olive oil, not steak and butter. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.